Well, you know what, man? I just got to tell you, that's a really nice grill you got there. That's a really nice grill you got there, man.
It's nice, right?
It's really nice.
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 It's really nice. It's really nice. Check out this part right here. Let me just open it up.
Oh, yeah.
That'll close it.
Oh, there it goes.
And it'll bring it back.
Yeah, here it is again. Yeah. It's really nice. It's really nice.
It is really nice. Watch this right here. Here.
Jeez. Holy cow.
It's a beautiful thing.
It really is. It really is beautiful. Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, man.
Pretty serious?
Yeah, of course.
Will you grill me on this grill? Wow. Is that crazy?
No.
Is that crazy?
I wouldn't even be one to say, really. You know, who am I to...
I hate living. I hate my family. But I love grilling. I don't see any other option.
Well, that sounds like a really tough situation, man. And I just want you to know that
it has to be done. 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 All right? It has to be done, okay? Let's do it.
You know, is it even big enough?
What? What the fuck does that mean? I didn't know. You don't think this grill is big enough to grill me? This grill can grill anything. It's you. You. You don't have the balls to grill me. You don't have the balls to close the lid. It's you. Well, it's not your choice anymore. Because I'm getting grilled today. And when I'm crispy and done, you better empty the grease tray, or my soul will haunt this grill for eternity.
I'm going in.
Today is Thursday, June 25th, 2020, and welcome to the Apochly Podcast Experience. And that is a nice grill. It's a beautiful thing, ain't it? Ah, man, Chris D'Elia. I couldn't stop laughing my ass off, man. Just His future was so bright, he couldn't see this coming, man. That's how bright his future was. And, you know, now we're at this point. And I don't know whether to say I told you so or, you know, or what. But, you know, I definitely did not see this coming. You know, but I kind of did see it coming. You know, it's hard because I wanted to be a fan of him. But there's certain people, you know, that I just, like, I start watching their content, you know. Like, they hook me, you know. And that's the hardest thing, you know, is to hook someone to watch your content. So, once you're hooked, you know, you get familiar with someone. And you want to hear more and more of their content. And, you know, some people have done that to me. And I've gone into their content, and it was not necessarily something I, I'm kind of getting sidetracked there. So, you know, I've gone to them, you know, I've tried, you know, they hooked me, someone I liked referred me to them, and there's just something about them, you know, something off, like, something not right is going on behind the scenes, you know. And I'm a level 1500 video editor myself when I want to be, and I know the power of editing, you know. It's you can be a magician if you have the skills, the capacity, the willpower, you know. You can make some amazing things happen, you know. That elections have been won on great video editing, you know. It's crazy to think how something that goes so unrecognized has so much effect on the outcome of the product. Because I know a lot of people don't appreciate the art of editing, you know, and I that might be my best art, you know, that I consider, you know. Editing, it's fun, you know. It's something I enjoy doing, but I don't always have the energy to do, you know. Sometimes I'm not in the right mindset and I simply don't want to edit, you know, or I don't want to edit in on that mindset. It's not necessarily the editing part, because editing, you know, it's a process, you know. You gotta watch content over and over again that you might not necessarily enjoy, or you might cringe. You know, that's why I kind of wish I had a like-minded editor friend who could edit my content for me. Or at least review the content beforehand so that I can make the final selections. And I'm sure that's what, you know, bigger editors and YouTubers do. And that might happen at some point, but for now, you know, just you just got to be small, you know, just like a rapper, you know. A good rapper produces an album, they release an album, they put it out, it's a great album, it's a great song, it's a great single, and, you know, it's edited, it's set up. It's a facade, you know. It's smoke and mirrors. It's set up in a way where you think that it's maybe a one or two person effort making this great album, making this amazing, inspiring. You know, you think this amazing rapper that has millions of dollars behind him. You know, he has. This force behind him. You think they're gonna be, you know, willing to put out mediocre stuff, you know, if they, you know, and at that point when you have that much money, you might not even have your heart and soul in it, you know, anymore, you know. So how do you think they do it, you know? They might have a team of 20 people, you know, 5 ghostwriters, 12 producers, three producers. Oh my god, there's almost an exit. Let me get some water. Oh, what's going on? Someone ran a red light. Oh man, it's good. Nice, refreshing. Great value, purified drinking water. The best. What was I talking about? Who cares? Chris D'Elia, though. Still kind of funny and mind-boggling. Thinking, you know, I lost what I was talking about because I started getting, like, hungry. Like, it's, I'm on a late start right now. And I just didn't want to go to work. I kind of got pushed into going to work. And, you know, just like, you know, I was talking to one of the Lombards on my team, and one of them that particularly has two sides to their face, right? And what was he saying? So he was on call on Sunday, you know, so instead of being on call at home, you know, he decided to drive into work and work a full shift, you know, 8 hours in the office, you know. So he slipped it out, you know. He was letting me know, you know, that he was on call, you know, because I'm not gonna lie. So I was bitching and complaining because I was on call on Saturday, and oh man, I'm just so annoyed of that place, dude. I need a change in my life. I need to get fired. I need some sort of rejuvenation, you know, and I don't see it happening anytime soon. You know, but what I'm getting at is, what was I saying, dude? I'm so forgetful right now. I keep seeing, like, taco stands and stuff. And I'm like, man, I'm so hungry. Where's this place? Yummies. Damn, dude, I kind of want to go eat there. Oh, yeah, so I was on call on Saturday. And I got called in, you know, because a person muted their microphone, you know. And I got called on call IT, right? Because they didn't know how to, first of all, the production specialist, you know, they didn't know how to unmute it, you know, and that's fine, you know, you're making the company money, we understand. But level one IT, come on, bro, how have you worked in this company for so long and survived with just the lack of competency, you know, like, it just boggles me that you get by you know, so much nepotism for so many years, you know. And jeez Louise, man, like, when is it gonna stop? Fire these incompetent people, you know. Like, there's all these societal, you know, there's all these unfair injustices in this society because of these, you know, like, I don't know. I could get into it for so long, and I think it's getting me sidetracked from what I was getting at. But, you know, simply put, you know, if you're not good enough for the job, you should be replaced. Just because you know someone, just because you're a particular race, just because you're a particular religion, doesn't give you the right to have a job over someone of different color, different race, different yada yada. You know, there's a lot of nepotism, and that's just human nature. But, you know, there needs to be a change in society, a new structure, a new way of looking at things, a new culture that, you know, makes things better, is just what I'm trying to say. But anyways, I got called on Saturday. Oh, what's going on here? There's a wrecking. Oh man, I should have brought my I do have my camera, but I don't want to remove it. It's out of battery. They just tore down a church and a school right here on my way to work. And there's a lot of people lined up to see it get torn down with their iPhones and whatnot. There's literally like 30 white people. I didn't see any people of color there, you know. So that tells you how much leisure time they have on their hands right now. That there's about 30 white people in the middle of the day watching a building get demolished, right? And then, like, you have all these brown people commuting to these menial, useless jobs that pay us the bare minimum to get by, while the fat cats at the very top, you know, live out their lives in these big old estates on the east side, overviewing the whole city, and with the nice fresh air, with their beautiful little video rooms. You know, they have their every, you know, privileged person, I guess, rich person, I don't know how you could say it, but everyone I've met, you know, has a movie room or like a room dedicated to just watching movies, you know. And I'd love to get to that point at some day, you know. I really can't blame them for that, but you know, it's it just goes to show, you know, the imbalances, the yings and the yangs of society, you know, the rich, the old money, the we just need equality of, how, what's that term? Equality of inequality, you know, or something like that. I've heard that term, but man, it's so hot. I guess I was finishing my story. So I got called some bullshit. So I was telling him about it. You know, like, wow, like, so like, don't you care about our lives? Like, dude, I'm having to go in. Like, I could have been hiking with my homies. You know, I had a great time. It looked like I would have had a great time if I would have gone, and I couldn't go. Why? Because I had to be on fucking call to be sure that a fucking person is able, so I can unmute someone's fucking mic for them. You know, like, fuck. Like, shit like that fucking irritates me. It gets on my fucking nerves. It's my fucking pet peeve, dude. And it's like, bruh, you couldn't fucking do that? You couldn't unmute a mic? You had to call me on my day off? Like, god damn it. Holy crap. Oh, you want to race, shoddy? But yeah, so I was telling him about it, and he was like, well, I read all Sunday. I didn't even get called, you know. And he's like, my thing is, if I'm going to be on the, like, so he was basically explaining to me that if he was going to be hooked to do something, it's going to be all in. Like, he's not going to work 20 minutes or 30 minutes, you know. He's going to work a full 8 hours. And since he's being inconvenienced, he's going to do whatever the fuck he wants, which is read, which is what he said he did most of the day, besides the one or two times that he was asked to support someone before he left for the day, you know. So he worked a full 12 hours and just read the entire day, you know. He didn't do any work, you know. He didn't pick up on other slack. He just did the on-call and read for 12 hours or whatever it was. And, you know, he's one of those guys, I don't trust him around my stuff when I'm not there, you know. He's one of those baby boomers, you know, who might end up doing some really ratchet stuff. Oh, it stinks. Oh, God. I know I'm getting close to my work when I start smelling that fishy smell of bigotry and scumradery. Not camaraderie, it's scumradery. Okay, but... oh, it's gonna be a good day. I just gotta keep telling myself that. Damn, that guy knew what he was doing. I just saw him walking in with this coke in his hand. Web integration. Guys, I really need some positive changes in my life. Hopefully, I pray to God, good changes happen soon. But until then, I do appreciate your support, your listening. You know, if you can subscribe, like, you know, whatever you can do, comment, you know, let's build a community. Tell me how things go in your life, you know, ask me for advice, let's do something. And with that said, I'm at work, so I better get going. You know what they say, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Hardy, har, har. Look at all the golf players. Wow. Anyways, love you guys. Have a great day.